Blog Talk Radio.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
All right. It's good to have everybody back. It was a nice, pleasant weekend. I hope everybody had a pleasant weekend. And this past Friday study session was on point. And you can see that we put in the work, and then we hope that you put in the work also. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. Welcome back. And before we get started, and before I introduce my other lead students, I'm a lead student too. That's we're all learning together, or should be. Before I introduce them, did anyone of you see this? This universal white racist supremacist that created the Dilbert cartoon? He said, just because you're so-called black, you are a terrorist. You are a racist. Evidently, he don't know what a racist is, or perhaps he really don't care. Either he's playing tricks on you, homie. As we say, he know what one is. The only thing he had to do is look in the mirror. But to try to identify a racist, one identifying mark is this. They run stuff. You don't run nothing. So that ought to answer your question as far as racist. Yet you have a right to be biased. That's within your privy because of the way we've been treated universally. You have a right to be biased. But racists, by definition, means they run things. They control every endeavor of your life, every aspect of your life. So don't let people like him get you all irate because they like to do that. They like to have fun at your expense. You know, they know who the racists are, and it looks remotely like them. And it certainly is not you. So don't get your feathers in a huff about fools. This man is either a fool or a lying fool, one of the two. So it goes without saying, it's to be expected. They like to have fun like that. They like to pull your chains. All so-called black folks are racist. Don't be around them. Man, these people never cease to amaze me. And you either, they shouldn't. So don't focus on that. Focus on what's important, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakum, whom we come to study, and his people, their characteristic, the rock you were hewn from and the ditch you were dug from. Study that. See, the mess he's talking about is not going to do anything for you. But what the Creator is talking about and the identifying marks and characteristics of the people you were, the rock you were hewn from and the ditch you were dug from, it can work wonders for you. I bless his holy name. That's why we're here today. To get into the Most High and to get into our people. Praise God. And you're wondering who are the we that we're making reference to. People that put in work. They know nothing. They're not like chicken. Little things, something going to fall out of the sky in their laps. They know that they know you got to put in work. That's why they put in work Monday through Friday when time permits for them. And they're not getting to pay a dime for this. They're doing this as a labor of love for the Elohim and a labor of love for our people because they know our people are a hot mess, a monstrosity. Some people don't like to hear, but the truth speaks for itself and the evidence don't lie. Just look at us. We love to search each other out to abuse, mistreat, and dominate, to treat tacky, trashy, or terroristic, and maybe kill and write rap songs about it. If that ain't a monstrosity, it shows a lack of love for oneself. It shows a lack of love for your people. When you hate what remotely looks like you, you hate yourself. So we have to start learning to love our people in spite of the fact. So we can love ourselves. And this brother and sister, they do that. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves, as should be. What are you doing? Do you love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself? Or do you hate anything that remotely looks like you and write a rap song about it after you kill it? And have no appreciation for your own kind. This brother and sister is not like that. And they put in the work to show forth for it. As I said, they're not chicken little. Thinking something's going to fall out of the sky into their laps. They know they had to put in the work. And we pray that you're putting in the work also. So Stabby, y'all from New York City. Brother Cottrell from New York City. And you fellow students who love putting in work and know nothing in life is free. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let me bring him on for you. So Savia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. Hope all are doing well. And it's good to be back. And you said a mouthful. And I agree with that. You're talking about that Gilbert guy, the cartoon. The only right. thing I disagree with you about is mm-hmm. saying he's a fool or a lying fool. He's both, as far as I'm concerned. No, I totally agree. He
I agree with you too, sister. It's good to have you back, and may the Most High bless you. Thank you very much, Sister Abia. I agree with you too, wholeheartedly. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Bless you all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's good to hear your voices. It's good to be back. How y'all doing? Praise y'all.
Good, brother. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
Yes. Y'all talking about the cartoonist.
Right.
And he's just a propagandist. They use psychological warfare. And
right.
He's a part of that engine. For him to call us terrorists and racists, that's what they do. The European
right.
man called everybody savages and barbarians when other people gave them civilization.
Mm-hmm.
They took what they
mm-hmm.
learned and conquered the people, and the people they conquered, they call them barbarians and uncivilized. But that's
exactly.
what they do. They name everything. And how can we be terrorists? Well, y'all got the bombs that could blow the planet up 300 times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're
ain't got
yeah,
nothing
he
like
said,
that.
Yeah, hate, he said black people are a hate group.
You're certainly right, Sister Abby and Cartrio.
But there's a time for hate and a time for love. That's what Kohelet said, King Solomon, right?
Right.
Time
right.
for hate. Yeah. You're supposed
right.
to hate evil.
Right.
Supposed to hate wickedness. Supposed to hate oppression. Supposed
mm-hmm.
to hate robbery. And everything that makes the world terrible. You're supposed to hate
right.
that.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with some hate sometimes, Cartrio.
Yeah, but if you're hating the wrong things, then that's what creates imbalance. Because these people hate us without cause. We didn't do to them what they did to us, did we?
Exactly. And he think it's funny. See, they think that's funny. What he said, he's trying to be humorous. But that ain't funny in the least bit. And he's not humorous. But that's how they think that's fun. That's the fun kind of stuff they like to have. When they had pick-a-nickels.
But I think it's really internal fear. Like we're about to read in the story tonight. The Most High puts our fear on people that hate us. So our enemies.
Exactly.
The people that want to
exactly.
do us wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to see that right off, Cartrio. The Most High looking out for Yaqub and his family, soon to be Israel, is Israel. And he looked out for his family. You see, we worry about the wrong thing, Cartrell. We need to worry about our relationship with the Elohim and one another instead of our relationship with our oppressors and enemies. They're going to do what we do. They're going to do what they do. We need to learn to do what we need to do. And it's just that simple. And most importantly, study the Most High word, Cartrell, and emulate that word. As far as the ancients are concerned, and we're going to get back into family again. Family, our families, Cartrell always mentioned family. And we can be quite messy when it comes to family. We'll see that with Reuben, with his daddy and whatnot, you know. But daddy didn't kill him, you know. So sometimes you got to let family, King Dawid, take for instance. He didn't want Absalom, he didn't want to hurt Absalom, but His commander, which was his kinfolk, had no problem with putting a hurting on Absalom and anybody else for that matter. So family
you call him, Yaqub?
His army commander.
No. You got a term and a phrase that you use. You say a hot mess and a monstrosity.
Right. A hot mess
that's
and a monstrosity. Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Our ancient fathers were a hot mess and a monstrosity. Truth be told. So that's where we get it from. That's why we're studying our roots, where we come from, our history, to make corrections. Can't keep repeating the same mistake over and over again and expecting different results. We have to take the good, the bad, the ugly, and put the bad and the ugly away and just do the good. Because when we look at the reflection of our ancient fathers, there was a hot mess and a monstrosity, like you said.
Truth be told, bro. Truth be told. So if Cartrell, fellow students, and so Savia is done with their commentary, I'm certainly done. And let's get it. Let's put in the work, shall we? Don't expect for Cartrell, Sister Avia, and I to do all the work for you. Okay? That's why we employ you after studies, said studies, to burn the midnight oil. Okay? Thank you very much, because we're all students in this together. We try to do the best we can with what we got. But every now and then, we may slip up. That's why you need to be on point. Yeah, go ahead, Cottrell.
And there may be things that the fellow students who study along with us see that we don't see.
Exactly.
And it's okay to raise your hand and make a comment or ask a question, but there's things that they may see that we don't see.
Exactly. Matter of fact, Coach, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to open up the chat. So if they got something to say, just chat it to us. If you see something that we may be missing, and you ain't got to send no ugly messages. Gotcha. You ready, brother? Sister Abby, are you ready? Yes.
There's one thing you might hear. If you hear a little interruption, that's because I got some younglings here keeping me young.
Well, when my wife come back, I got some young in here, and she going to have to feed. You may hear some eating down the road. It's going to be I know the feeling, so Savvy. Cottrell knows the feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure some of the other students know the feeling also. Chapter 35 of Bereshit. Some of you may call it by its Greek name, Genesis. That is not the name. The name is Bereshit. And it means in the beginning, in the mind of Yah, in the very beginning, and brought to you by way of Moses, the prophet. Some of you call him Moses, but same thing. I said to Yaqub, he told him what to do, which he should have been listening all the time, just like us. Go up to Bethel. Get out of that situation that you find yourself in, that your sons have created for you by way of Dinah, their sister, and by way of killing the Hephites, Shechem, and Hamor, and everybody else in that place. You didn't brought some heat on yourself. I'm going to take care of you. Basically what it's saying. Go ahead, Cottrell.
He told him to go to Bethel in the first place. As a matter of fact, Bethel, you remember, is where he had that dream of the angels ascending and descending, right?
Right.
And the Most High told him that he made a covenant with him, that he had to go to Haran, and if he brought him back, that Jacob would serve the Most High God. And here it is now. Yah told him to go back to where we first met.
Well, see, that's the problem, Cottrell. We do too much. Instead of doing what the Elohim said, we lean to our own understanding and think it's going to suffice, which didn't suffice in the case of Yaqub and his family. And it certainly doesn't suffice for us to be doing the very same thing. It got Yaqub and his family in a ball of the world of confusion. And if it weren't for the Elohim, they wouldn't have got out of it. You better believe it.
A hot mess.
Yeah, a hot mess, Kachina. And he tells them, dwell there, live there, and make an altar to Yah, who appeared to you by his representative. And when you fled from your face of your Esau, your brother, the same spot. And Yaqub, this sort of is a dynamic that we need to mull around this, what's going to happen here. Yaqub said to his house, because you wonder why he didn't tell them first quarter this. Says to his household, because he didn't have his mind on what he should have had his mind on. Yaqub said to his household, and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods. See, he should have been working on that. Instead of hanging out where you shouldn't have been hanging out, you should have went on to Bethel, had your priorities in order. But now, on the end of the end game, you're telling them something that I suspect you should have told them first quarter. And so he said, put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves, change your garments, then let us arise and go to Bethel. And I will make an altar there to Yah, who answered me in the day of my distress. This should have been first quarter. And has been with me in the way which I have gone, all the way. So they gave Yaqub all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and the earrings which were in their ears. And Yaqub hid them under the terebinth tree, which was by Shechem.
So
they go ahead. Yes.
We only thought Rachel had one, right?
Yeah, it seemed like everybody had one. It seemed like everybody had a hidden idol.
And the fact that he knew it and tolerated it
maybe perhaps that's what brought trouble to his house.
Exactly.
You tolerated people carrying idols, maybe even your own family, this whole
right.
time. Now that
right.
Yah spoke to you, you're making this decision to get rid of him now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What did that boy say?
Well, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to get rid of him now, to clean
right.
house. But it wasn't just about him. He realized he had to clean his whole house. It wasn't about him and Yah's connection. Everybody around me is affecting my movement. So we're going to start from scratch. We didn't even change our clothes. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're certainly right, Contra. That should have been first quarter instead of the fourth quarter. You're certainly right.
But it's never too late as long as you're in the game.
Never too late, Contra. As long as you're walking
yeah.
this earth, as long as you're walking this earth, it's never too late, but don't push your luck. And they journeyed. And the terror of Yah was upon the cities. Yah took care of Yaqub. Yah took care of his sons. Yah took care of the people that were with him. Because Yah brought terror upon the cities. Well, they didn't even want to fool with him. They were all around them. And they did not pursue the sons of Yaqub because of Yah. See, that's what you need to be putting your trust in, Yah. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harriet or anyone else for that matter. Not trusting in the system in this Western Hemisphere. Total reliance, first quarter should be on the LOM, not fourth quarter, although sometimes some of us go to the fourth quarter, some third quarter, some second quarter. But it would be advantageous for us to start this all right. You see the dilemma that Dina had got them in, because if Yaqub had a deal with Yah told him in the first place, Dina wouldn't have been in the situation she come to find herself in the second place. In the third place, the brother wouldn't have had to take her honor to kill all the folks in the city, and the folks mad at him. Hey, stop wasting the LOM's time and start doing things codified, as Contra always allude to. Stop doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. It ain't cute, and it ain't working for us. It certainly didn't work for our ancient.
So yeah, I'm so.
Yes.
What did the Most High put in the Canaanites?
He put his fear in them. The terror.
No.
He terrorized.
That's the right word. He put what? He put terror in them. That's why they call us Black Hebrew Israelite terrorists. Although we ain't blow up no buildings, we ain't killed nobody. They call us terrorists. Why they call us terrorists? Because they feel the terror of Yah. And they know that Yah gonna put his terror on them. And we connect to him, so we terrorists. Okay. Y'all got it. We righteous terrorists.
Right. So no lady country. And you're certainly right, my brother, and thank you very much for pointing that out to the students. They need to know this. And they journeyed, and the terror of Yah was upon the cities that were all around them. And they did not pursue the son of Yaqub. So Yaqub came to Luz, which is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there Yah appeared to him, his representative, when he fled from the face of his brother Esau. Now, you're going to get to some sad, sad situations. And it makes mention of his mother's nursemaid, Deborah. His mother's nursemaid died, and she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Alon Bashu, which is the oak of weeping. Then Yah appeared to Yaqub again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him. Yah said to him, your name is Yaqub. Your name should not be called Yaqub anymore. But Israel shall be, now you understand the dynamics where your name come from, your lineage. Now, if you didn't know, now you know. If you're just calling yourself Hebrew Israelite and you don't know the dynamics and where it come from, you need to do some more studies, because you just found it out right there. Okay? Yaqub is called Israel. So they call us Israelites. So he called himself, he called his name Yisrael.
Yes.
Also, yes. Yes, go ahead, brother.
We also see Rebecca's nurse.
Right.
Died. She must have been prominent. This is the first time we're hearing about her.
Yeah.
Her name is Deborah.
They thought well of Okatria. They thought very well of her.
Right. So we know that Deborah was a judge in Israel in later days. But this,
right.
time, this is the first time this name is popping up, Deborah.
Exactly. She was held in high esteem to make, even make mention of her. They had an impact. They didn't go into detail what that impact was. But obviously, that they made mention of her and said it was a place of the weeping oats, said that she was held in high regard, this woman. Thank you, Gadriel.
Uh-huh.
But Israel shall be your name. So he called himself the Israel. Also, Yah said to him, I am Yah Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. Not only do people don't understand Katria, a nation, which is us, and a company of nations shall proceed from you. Not only Hebrew Israelites proceeded from Israel, other nations proceeded from this man too. You didn't know that. But if you study, you would. Shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, I give to you, and your descendants after you. I give this land. Then Yah went up from him in the place where he had talked with him. So Yaakov set up a pillar in the place where he had talked with him, a pillar of stone. He poured a drink of offering on it. He poured oil on it. And Yaakov called the name of the place where Yah spoke with him Bethel. A lot of folks got this name on their churches, but they ain't spot on their little churches. The Church of Bethel, modern day saints, that ain't the spot. I told you it gets sadder, didn't it? The love of his life. And check this out. Please check this out. Check out the name change, because Cartrell always says this. The names or the words you speak have a positive, a negative impact. And Daddy knew this. Daddy didn't want the name that Rachel put on the boy. Although she was feeling some way, she was in pain. You know, I could understand that. But Daddy didn't want that out into the ethos on the boy. Okay? So we need to be careful the names we give our children or the names we put on people. Names are important. They are very important.
Or the names we call ourselves, black, nigger, African-American.
Yeah.
Some people still say colored.
Exactly. Names are important.
What is that?
Yeah. Cartrell ain't lying. I'm telling you, we put some ugly names on ourselves. Black, African, Afro-American, whatever. So be very careful the names you put on each other, because names are important. Words are important. Then they journeyed from Bethel. And when they were but a little distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel went into labor and childbirth. And it was a hard labor. Now it came to pass when she was in a hard labor that the midwife said to her, and she knew she was going to die. And she told her, do not fear. You will have this son also. And so it was. Her soul was departing for she and her. In her moments of death, her death struggled with her child Benjamin. But she called him.
And where did her soul go?
Her soul didn't go into Sheol. It didn't go to the dark place where there is no light.
It sure did depart, though.
It did depart.
Yeah. Where did it go?
But the lady.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. But yeah, because Rachel is weeping. So her soul went to a place. Well, she's not only concerned about Benjamin, she's concerned about the whole legacy of the nation. She ain't going nowhere. She didn't go to that dark place. And that she, and this is what she did in her death throes, final death. She called his name Benoni. But his father changed the name, called him Benjamin. Benoni means son of my sorrow. I'm going through this death-defying situation of this childbirth, and I'm hurting all kind of which way. She named him the way she was feeling. Sometimes you can't name folk the way you're feeling. But his father
that's
saw...
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Remember what she said?
Right. Son of my
she told Jacob, right? She battling with her sister. She said to Jacob, give me a child, lest I die.
Well,
give me a child, lest I die. So in childbirth, she died.
She died. And Yaakov did this very same thing when Laban came onto the situation. It comes out of his mouth, too.
Yeah.
If anybody
that only
took
exacerbated.
He underlined
that only exacerbated the situation.
Right.
He put on top of what she said, the final nail in the coffin.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Gottrill.
But you see, it's all spiritual. It's really spiritual.
It is, Gottrill.
Your words are spiritual.
Yes. Yeah, she named him son of my sorrow. But Yaakov, being more astute, named him son of my right hand. He crazy about that boy. Yaakov was crazy about that boy. Y'all will find out down the road. So Rachel died, was buried in the way to Ephrath. That is Bethlehem. And Yaakov set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day, although we don't know where it's set.
So,
go ahead, Carson.
That name should sound familiar. Bethlehem, right?
Bethlehem. Well, yep. That is to steal the ideology of that, too. Bethlehem.
Yeah, I tell you that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, right?
Yeah.
But in truth, Naomi, Boaz, and Ruth lived in Bethlehem.
Exactly.
And King David was born in Bethlehem.
Exactly. Plagiarism at its best, Godfrey. Plagiarism at its best.
So that territory was like a split between Judah and Ephraim, Judah and Joseph.
Exactly. Mixed.
But we got a history of these names, even that name. You see how they were changing names and naming places because they carry certain vibrations.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Godfrey. Thank you, Sister Yehudi. Not Sister Yehudi, Sister Avia. And fellow students. Then Israel, which is Yaakov, pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Edom. And it happened when Israel dwelt in that land, that here we go. We are some messy people, Cartrell. Then Reuben, his firstborn, went and lay with Bethuel, his father's concubine, one of his brothers, some of his brother's mother. And Israel heard about it, this family matter. Although it doesn't speak as what he did about it. But man, what kind of, Reuben, what you thinking? You nasty. You nasty, Reuben. Now, I see why you didn't look out for Joseph. Because your mind be on the wrong things. Okay? You didn't look out for your brother Joseph. But we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
And here it is, Jacob trying to clean up the family, right?
Exactly.
He took her from Shechem, told them to leave their clothes, put away their gods. You're going to pray to the Most High. And here it is, your firstborn son. He's supposed to be setting the example. He's going to hit up on one of your wives.
Yeah.
And he's the example to his brothers.
Yeah.
I think that's where the term MF came from. I ain't going to say it out. But...
I think so. Hey, bro, you didn't care what you did. That's some of your brother's mama, man. You was only thinking about yourself. You wouldn't think about your daddy. You wouldn't think about your brothers and their mother.
Nope.
Yeah, contrary, right? You the MF. Yeah, not in the good light neither. We could be something else, contrary. Tacky, trashy.
And a monstrosity.
A monstrosity. That was rude.
But you see where it started. You see where it started. It started here. Exactly. We're reading about it. But
exactly.
We got to straighten it out. We can't just keep doing the same thing.
And that's why we got to pray for them, Katria. We got to pray for them.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Pray for
them. Pray for their souls.
Pray for their souls. And it goes on to tell you, Yaakov's Israel's 12 sons. Now, the sons of Yaakov were 12. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Yaakov's firstborn, Simeon, Levi, and Yehuda, Asher, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. The sons of Belial, the one Reuben got hooked up with. Rachel's maidservant were Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Naphtali. Leah's maidservant were Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padam Aram. And finally, the death of grandfather, Isaac. Another unfortunate situation, but we all got to go. When Jacob came to his father, Isaac, at Mephre, or Kirjah Aram, that is Haran, where Abraham and Isaac had dwelt. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years old. So Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. You got to respect this. His sons Esau and Jacob buried him together. I guess they came to some semblance of peace when they came together and buried their father. That was complimentary of both of those brothers to come together and bury their father. He's a good man. Good man.
A great man.
Yeah, great man.
Yes, Isaac great. Was a great man.
Great man.
The Philistines were afraid of him. They made a pact with him. And people could see that the Most High was with him. Even Jacob and Isaac.
Exactly.
And they loved him. They both loved him. They may not have liked each other, but they loved their father.
Yeah, they certainly did. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Well, you know what, Cottrell? You're certainly right. They loved him. They loved him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And at least got a chance to see him before he died.
Exactly.
With his family.
Exactly. He finally made it to his daddy. And his grandchildren got an opportunity to meet him. And that was complimentary. And got a chance to see his grandchildren. And he knew things were off to a good start because this boy got all these children. Our nation is multiplying by virtue of Jacob, Israel. And like I said, and I'm going to pass the mic to Cottrell and Sister Abia. We are a monstrosity. And it just didn't begin today. We need to get out of that lack of codification, lack of common courtesy, lack of all about self. It ain't all about you. It ain't all about me. It's all about us. Reuben lacked that. I mean, what kind of brother, man, even though you got different mamas, gonna go mess with your brother's mama? Man, something wrong with your thinker, bro. But we need to get out of that. We could do better than that. We should have done better than that. But let's pray for our angels. We know better than them. So don't be looking down your nose, okay? Thank you better. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Cottrell. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Sister Abia. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, fellow students. May direct and order your steps. Hallelujah. Cottrell, Sister Abia, you have the mic.
Hallelujah. It's surprising, Jacob didn't go into a fit of rage based on what Reuben did.
Yeah.
It's surprising that his brothers didn't go into a fit of rage and do something to their brother, Reuben.
Right, right.
It seemed that they just let it pass, like it was, you know, something that they forgave him for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
that takes
you know,
a lot of time for, to forgive him for doing what he did because he committed adultery. And he actually deserved to die. But Jacob wasn't one fellow.
The brothers weren't going to hurt him. So they had more love. They had more love for him than they had hate for him. Because there was the oldest brother. And they loved him in spite of what he did. And we need to learn to be a lot more like those brothers, you know, by that mother. Because it made me feel some sort of way. Even that was my brother. You know, so we need to learn to exercise some self-control and control our anger. You know, it may not be right what Reuben did. And he should have been stoned to death. But the codification process wasn't in place right then. And it would have been a different story if it was Joseph. Caleb's running, buddy. he's a King David's commander of the army. It's been a different story. Praise Yah. But we can do better. Come back from the abyss and start studying the word of Yah. Come back from the edge and start studying the word of Yah. Start becoming codified under the Most High. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It ain't cute. It ain't pretty. It's not working for us. It's working on all of us. Praise Yah. Katria, Sister Abia.
And a beautiful part is that the Most High is showing our ancient fathers' humanity, that they wasn't perfect. They didn't make the best decisions, but they recovered from their mistakes, especially Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we have to follow the path that they took, because you're going to face challenges and tragedies and all kinds of stuff within your family. But they knew that clinging to Yah, praying to Yah, acknowledging Yah was the way, no matter what was going on.
Exactly.
So you may not have control of your family, of your children, what they're doing, but you pray for them, you know? You didn't have control of what Reuben was doing or what they eventually did. But I'm sure you try to teach them and try to show them the way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like you said, Brother Contreras, forgiveness, that's a word that nobody should forget, because my motto is I forgive because Yah always forgave me.
Right.
But you have other people running around talking about I forgive, but I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. If that was the case, if you're going to forgive somebody, you leave that alone. Just like Yah left you alone, Yah ain't tell you he going to remember you or the mistakes he done forgave you for. So people got to realize that also. Forgive just like Yah forgave you.
Exactly.
And you continue to do so.
And when they say things like that, it means they're holding a grudge. I forgive, mm-hmm. but I ain't going to forget. No, let
right.
it go.
Exactly.
Let it go.
Go be your high blood pressure. Yeah.
You
but
may
you
not
know
trust
what?
The person that much, but
right.
you can't hold a
right.
grudge.
Well, if they don't come to you and ask for forgiveness, and I suspect Reuben may have, as far as his brothers are concerned, you can't forgive nobody if they don't come and make an acknowledgement. It's just like, and I make this point to people by using this example. If someone kills somebody special in my family, now, that's not up for me to forgive you. It's up to the person you killed. Now, I have to go to them. You can ask them, but it ain't up to me. I'm not getting on no national news. Somebody killed and terrorized my whole family, that I forgive them. No, it don't work that kind mm-hmm. of way. I ain't doing that. Now, but contingent upon the fact they make an acknowledgement and they come to me, maybe I don't have no choice. But like Cottrell said, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. But it's up to the LOM to forgive some things. Some things I can't forgive. It's up to the LOM.
All praises.
All praises.
For Jacob to forgive his son for what he did, that takes character.
Is that
you find out your old son slept with your wife. You're like, you ain't my son no more. You're out of my
right.
house. You're not getting no inheritance. You out. But he didn't do that, did he?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Showing how much love that he had for his children. And we should all be focused on our children. But he put too much focus on one too much. But we're going to get to that. He showed mm-hmm. too much favoritism, which you can't
right.
do. But
no,
you learn these lessons.
Right. You're not in front of your children. I mean, you may have somebody special that you partial to in your household as children. But you can't put it out like that on Front Street. It serves to cause and create friction. I have a favorite for one of my daughters. I wouldn't tell the other that. I wouldn't want to cause that friction. And I would treat them both the same. What I do for one, mm-hmm. I do for the other. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I tell my children?
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the children on the planet, Y'all are my favorite.
All of you.
All right.
All of you. Yeah. Praise God. All of you. Mm-hmm. All right, Cottrell. So, Savia, if Cottrell's done and you're done with the commentary, we're ready to listen to a beautiful song by King Dawid, I suspect. And I'm going to give you the title of that song. And Cottrell is going to share his studies with us. Chapters 7. And my title said, The Meditations of King Dawid, which he sang to the Elohim concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamin. A meditation of King Dawid when he sang to the Elohim concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamin.
Look up the word Cush, and you'll find out.
That's black.
Okay.
That's black. All right.
You said my a black
well,
Benjamin. Okay.
Okay, well, what you think all they look like?
Did we just read about how Benjamin was born?
Exactly.
So the synchronicity again. I mean, we couldn't plan this or schedule this, but it shows you that Yah's word is all synchronized. No matter how many times we go through these cycles, these chapters seem to be synchronized, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So King David wrote a song about Black Benjamin. Okay. Cush. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our creator, created our great king, King David, and our ancient fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, and even their son, his sons, the 12 sons, out of control.
Exactly.
Psalms number 7, verse 1. Yah, my Elohim, I take refuge in you. How many of us make that statement? That's an affirmation. That's a prayer. That's a meditation, right? He's meditating. He's trying to communicate, connect with the Most High. Let the Most High know. And my answer, I take refuge in you. Therefore, save me from all those who pursue me and deliver me, lest they tear apart my soul like a lion, ripping it in pieces while there is no one to deliver. So King David was in that situation constantly, wasn't he? He's dealing with other nations. He's dealing with his own king trying to kill him. We ain't faced that. So it's a failure in prayer. Yah, my Elohim, if I have done this, if there's iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil to him who is at peace with me, yes, I have delivered him who without cause is my adversary, and the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. Yes, let him tread my life down to the earth and lay my glory in the dust. So if I've done all these wrong people accusing me of, then let the judgment come on me. But I know I ain't done nobody wrong. Everybody I was at peace with, I wasn't trying to rob them or do them any kind of wrong. But here they are. They've turned against me. Arise, Yah, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of my adversaries. Awake for me. You have commanded judgment. That's what I want, your judgment, not man's judgment. And awake for me in my situation. Let the congregation of the people surround you. Rule over them on high. Yah administers judgment to the people. That's what he does. That's why we should take ourselves out of the position of judging people, because Yah is going to be the final judge anyway. Judge me. And hopefully you're doing right, so when Yah judges you, he'll find you blameless. And King David is asking Yah to judge him because he knows that he's blameless. Yah, according to my righteousness and to my integrity that is in me, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, please, even in this day, in this time, forever and ever. But establish the righteous. You, we, me, we all have to be following that righteous path to be established. Their minds and hearts are searched by the righteous Elohim. Yeah, the Most High sees you. You're transparent. Your thoughts, your feelings, your words, your deeds, and your action. The creator of the universe sees it all. My shield is with Elohim, who saves the upright in heart. He knows your heart.
Elohim is right, is a righteous judge. He's the final judge. He's the righteous judge. Yes, a Elohim who has indignation every day. He doesn't pour out judgment every day, but I'm sure he's furious with the wickedness that's going on a daily basis. You can't even watch the news without them talking about people losing their lives, mass murders, disasters, and tragedy. People want to go to war, people at war. Yah has to be angry. And here's the solution. If a man doesn't repent, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent and strung his bow. Talking about Yah. If you don't want to repent, you don't want to change your ways, Yah got judgment for you. He has also prepared for himself the instrument of death. Uh-oh. You don't want to run into that. He makes ready his flaming arrows for the people that don't want to change, don't want to repent. Behold, he travails with iniquity. Yes. He has conceived mischief and brought out falsehood. He has dug a hole, talking about the wicked person, and has fallen into the pit which he made. That's what's going to happen to the wicked. The trouble he causes shall return on his own head. So we're not really worried about universal white racist supremacy, because mm-hmm. they're going to reap exactly what they've sown. His violence mm-hmm. shall come down on the crown of his own head. And we're waiting for that day to come. And I'm sure they're worried about that. I will give thanks to Yah according to his righteousness. And I will sing praises to the name of Yah Most High. That's what we say the Most High, right? We say the Most High. This is where we get it from King right. David. Yah Most High. Most High Yah. Praise Yah.
Fellow students, we want to thank Cottrell. I think that was self-explanatory. I don't think that was difficult to comprehend. Okay? Meditate on it. Mull over it. Get up tonight, midnight hour. You wake up. Take it back out. Go back over it. Then make the right application. Don't be a wicked person, though. Because if you're wicked, full of falsehoods, you're going to reap what you sow. That's fine analysis. Cottrell, thank you, brother.
Sister yes, Abby,
thank you. And most importantly, all of us, thank the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Let us get codified. Let us appreciate what the Most High has left us. And let us not just get a warm, fuzzy feeling about it. That's okay. But let us make the right application. That's far better. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, Sister Abby, any closing remarks in our comments?
Oh, like always, just seek Yah, obey Yah, and always praise Yah. Shalom and good night, fam.
You can't go wrong with that. Gotcha.
All praises. And this is a song to meditate on. You know, songs bring out meditation in you. This ain't got the music or the, you know, the lyrics. But we got it has the lyrics, but we ain't got the melody. But it's a song to be meditated upon, because King David's problems is 1,000 times greater than ours. At the heart of his problems, this is what came out of his spirit. And it worked for him. And maybe it'll work for us. So we compare our problems mm-hmm. to King David's problem and what came out of his spirit and soul. We should learn how to reach out to the Most High the way he did. But we thank the Most High for these instructions and this template, which is like a template and a way back to him. So give thanks and praise for us being here and allowing us to attain this information to share it with the world. All praise. Shalom, good night.
All praise. Shalom and good night. May the Most High bless you. May he continue to direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Emily, in a constructive and positive fashion, you're anxious. When they deal with the LOM, told them to do it and how he told them to do it. Don't emulate their characteristics that they went outside the scope of things, that they start leaning to their own understanding. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Shalom and good night.
Merchant ships.
minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.